I'm on Rod Taylor, Pastor Liera, worldwide cultural vibes, reggae radio show. More power, more love, more cultural ja. Rastafari, blessed be love.
Cultural vibes, live and direct. So we bless all the massive them, all the youths them, all the sister in the bridge and the Adrian them. And we give thanks for the presence of Little Roy in the studio. Greetings, Little Roy.
Greetings, Montpellier, France and all over.
So how you feel tonight?
Yeah, of Irie, you know. Everything Irie, you know. I come to do this work tomorrow night, you know. So just come to let the people, I'm here to let the people know the history of Little Roy.
Alors Massive, écoutez bien parce que Little Roy est là pour vous ce soir pour vous raconter l'histoire de Little Roy from Kingston, Jamaica jusqu'à London et en passant maintenant par Montpellier et demain au Bois de l'Aune à Aix-en-Provence avec un Big Sound en compagnie d'Anthony Johnson, Reality Sound, Fat Man Sound, Straight from UK. Donc on va s'écouter directement pour vous remettre en mémoire les big tunes, les big big tunes de Little Roy, à commencer par Prophecy Man. It was a big tune.
Yes. We have a plate, make the people hear it. I know how big it is. Get bigger.
Ça sert à rien d'en parler. On va vous la jouer straight up. Prophecy. C'est tiré de l'album Earth Safari. Safari. Earth Uprising. Sorti sur Pressure Sounds. Avec plein de big tunes. Mais on va vous en parler un peu plus tard. En attendant, on s'écoute Prophecy. Original Little Roy pour vous, Cultural Vibes.
Yes, Prophecy.
Must fulfill.
Yes, original, you know. All of the copies, carbon copy.
Looks like the sun is done shine for me. Because I'm living, yes, I can be free. What freedom is, I must have known. No matter how the first and so on. Because I read this the prophecy. It says that the rain stop pouring down and they don't get the water. They're gonna bow down to the ground, wishing that they were under. And when the stars start falling down and the fire is burning, there will be weeping and the gnashing of teeth, everyone will be mourning. Looks like the sun is going to shine for me. Because I'm
The prophecy is fulfilled. Little Roy is there.
Yes.
Yes, I am. So, tell us about this tune, Prophecy, when it was released.
Yes, this song was created from the year 1972, you know. Released on the Tafari label, which was set up by me and Maurice Jackson in the island of Jamaica, in Washington Gardens, Kingston, Jamaica, you know. So, you know, this song is original. So, all of the copy you hear, all of the singers that sing it after, you just have to just know that this is a literary song, whenever you hear it. Because none of them tell the public that this is a literary song. So literary have to come and tell it to France. This is a literary song.
Donc Littoral vous dit que ça c'est une chanson à lui, vraiment une chanson à lui, et tous ceux qui ont repris cette chanson sont des copieurs, ce sont des covers qu'ils ont faites, parce que cette chanson elle date de 71, des années 70, elle a été réalisée à Kingston en Jamaïque sur le label Tafari, le label de Little Roy lui-même. Et ce label d'ailleurs, comme il est en train de nous le dire dans les studios, ce label va ressortir à nouveau des productions. Et très bientôt, vous allez voir ça dès le mois prochain, nouvelle production de Little Roy dans vos bacs. So Little Roy, actually you just told about talk about this Tafari label. And you send me this Tafari label tomorrow, is going to be activated again?
Yes, it will be activated again. Next month, April, you'll get two new songs on Tafari label. You'll get a song called Jack and Count and I, and a song called Stillwater.
Alors le mois prochain, comme je vous le disais, il y a deux tunes qui vont sortir, deux big tunes qui vont sortir. Il y aura Stillwater et Jack and Count and I. Et puis aussi une seconde version de Bongo Naya qui va sortir, et c'est ce qu'on va s'écouter directement, une version de Bongo Naya backed par les Wellers, et c'est l'original Little Roy pour vous et pour vous. Original Bongo Naya, Little Roy on your station.
Yes. This is the second cut of Bongo Naya. It was my first number one in the year 1969. It's now being re-recorded by many artists. There's about 10 new versions of Bongo Naya now on the street.
Au moins 10 versions de cette chanson dans la rue. Mais l'original est là. L'original Bongo Naya de l'homme Little Roy. Check it. Yeah.
can you resist ya when you have a body?
You don't know about Bongonaya. Bongonaya, original tune de l'homme Little Roy. Little Roy, qui est aussi l'interprète original de la chanson Tribal War, Prophecy, Christopher Columbus, pour en nommer que quelques-unes. Depuis Roots Tune, un des fondateurs de la Roots Music, né dans les années 50, du côté de Kingston.
Rastafari, you know, from your ear, you don't know Bongonaya. It was my first hit song in 1969.
I know you don't know.
I don't tell you weren't born as yet.
You don't
know. Yes, you don't know Bongonaya, ceux qui n'étaient pas nés avant. Et ben voilà, Bongonaya, c'est pour vous. C'était une tune qui a été number one tune en Jamaïque pendant de nombreuses semaines. Ça a fait un hit single, comme on dit. Bongonaya, l'original Bongonaya. Donc on va aller explorer un peu la carrière, la longue carrière de Little Roy, des années 50 jusqu'à maintenant. Et comme vous voyez, c'est toujours vivant. Le mois prochain, il y aura ce nouveau single, deux nouveaux singles du label Tafarai dans vos bacs. Yes, greetings à tous les massives qui kiffent tranquillement la musique. Reggae music, roots reggae music. En compagnie de Little Roy, original roots veteran. So, Bongonaya, tell us when this tune, concept tune a été faite. When this tune was made and how was the circumstance?
Yes, this song was made over the second time in about 1975, you know. But it has never been released and it will be released on an upcoming album for Little Roy with some, I would say, some treasures, hidden treasures, you know, and this will be released about in the summer, you know, except for the two tracks, Jack and Count and I and Stillwater, which will be released next month as singles, you know.
Donc Bongonaya, c'est une tune qui est sortie en 1975, qui est parue sur le label Matador. Matador?
Yeah, the original one,
the first
was,
one.
Yeah, was for Matador. That was in 1969, you know, while I was still at school, you know, as a young,
as a little boy.
Yeah.
En 1969, quand il était encore à l'école, la chanson Bongonaya est sortie et c'était sur le label Matador. Et ensuite, il y a une deuxième version sur le label Tafarai. Et Little Roy nous disait qu'il prépare actuellement un album revival de trésors cachés qui vont ressortir cet été. Donc ça va être chaud cet été, des pure roots reggae revival tune avec Little Roy. Et dès le mois prochain, vous avez Stillwater et Jack and Canton Eye. Jack and Canton Eye qu'on va écouter tout de suite. Jack and Canton Eye.
Yes, it was remade about the same time. But Jack and Canton Eye was first done in about 1973, you know? And then this revised version now. What happened was we were making an album that just wasn't being released, you know? And Jack and Count and I was one of those songs, you know? We were remaking some Nicaroy song about that. Huh? And so, this is Jack and Count and I. This is Sly and Robbie.
Boo! Roots! Reggae music! Play it one, play it twice. Ryan Ruby à la musique, Little Roy au chant. Big, 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 big tune. Listen.
Jack can come tonight. Jack can come tonight. Say I won't deny. It's the last year.
Ja! Rastafari, Kings of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes, Selecta. Original Cultural Vibes avec Little Roy, pull up and come again, parce que hey, this tune is so nice, you have to play it twice, you know?
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Come again.
It's coming straight from the studio.
Recording in the yard?
It's not yet edited.
All right.
Jack can come tonight. Jack can come tonight. Say I won't deny. It's the last night. Fearless is falling out. Trying to conquer I. But I won't deny. It's the last night. For he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Conquer a lion from Mount Zion. Jack can come tonight.
Little Roy. El Selassie, the fullness. Yes, Bongonaya.
Yes, you know, look from me there. And them don't know Bongonaya.
So, tell us about when you started in music, because you just said you start early in the reggae music. Your first tune. 13 years old, something like this?
Yeah, from 1966, you know? Yeah, I sing my first song.
And how the music come to you? How you come to the music?
Well, it happened so mystical, you know? You know, because I didn't really set out to sing, you know? I just followed two brethren to the studio. Two of my friends, one evening to the studio. And after they finished their audition, Jackie me to ask me to sing a song, and I sing him a song. And he said I should come 2 days time and record. And he told my friends to go home and rehearse. You know? And that's how I recorded my first song for a studio one. You know? And I lived in an era like it was just a lot of musicians. If I start calling musicians, it would be actually the whole all Jamaica, you know, of musicians, you know. I was living in Washington Gardens, and I could name nearly 50 musicians and artists that live in Washington, you know, including the great Scratch Perry, you know, Marcia Griffiths, Babandi, you know, yeah, Max Romeo, Nine, Bonnie Wheelers, you know, Nicky Thomas, you know, Gladiators, you know, those people from that area, you know.
Washington Gardens.
Yes, me growing up as a youth, you know.
Donc Little Roy nous dit qu'il a commencé la musique d'une façon assez mystique en fait, parce qu'il était, il était avec deux brethren et ils allaient au studio, et le studio c'était Studio One, et ils allaient là-bas et puis enregistrer, et c'est à ce moment-là que Little Roy a senti qu'il fallait qu'il chante sa tune. Il a chanté sa chanson, le producteur lui a dit, à cette époque-là il y avait aussi Jackie Mito dans les, dans les studios, il lui a dit bon ben tu reviens demain, on enregistre, et c'est là qu'il a enregistré sa première tune dans un environnement avec énormément de musiciens, d'artistes. Il nous parle de Washington Garden où là il évolue avec les Marcia Griffiths, avec les Nicky Thomas, les Max Romeo, les Scratch Perry, avec tous les plus grands artistes de la Jamaïque. Et il peut nous dire au moins une cinquantaine de musiciens avec lesquels il a joué, qui il a côtoyé, et pour arriver à développer sa carrière d'année en année depuis les années 60 jusqu'à maintenant, non-stop Little Roy. So yes, Naya, what about the tribal war tune? What about this big tune?
Yes, well, Tribal War Again was another song from the Tafari label, you know. This song was released in about 1973, you know, after Prophecy, and I Walk and Sold It in Jamaica, you know. And the radio didn't help it, you know. Although it was one of the biggest seller in the record shops, you know. They didn't give it priority, you know. When Tribal War started playing on radio, after other producers went and make it over with other artists like George Nooks, you know. You know, so that was when, you know, you start. But Tribal War, My Own, was already a hit, you know, and a great, very great song. That is why, you know, they try to take it away, but they can't take it away. It's well protected.
Tribal War, une big tune dont nous parle Little Roy. Cette tune a été réalisée en 1973 sur le label Tafari. Et Little Roy nous disait que pendant qu'il travaillait, lui-même allait distribuer cette tune, ses 45 tours qu'il avait fait presser, et qu'il allait distribuer à droite à gauche, mais les radios ne l'aidaient pas aussi à diffuser cette musique. C'était assez très difficile à cette époque-là. C'est une big mafia. Et donc finalement cette version a été reprise par George Nooks et beaucoup d'autres, many covers, beaucoup de différentes versions de Tribal War, mais l'original, the originator one, c'est Little Roy, the big
yes,
man Little
originator.
Roy. Tribal War, we don't want no more of that. Parce qu'on veut plus de guerre tribale. Une tune toujours aussi cruciale. Ce Cultural Vibes, original Little Roy. No more of that, Selecta, pull up that and come again. Yes, parce que le message est clair et net, conscient, précis. C'est toujours d'actualité. Il y a toujours des guerres, que ce soit au nord, au sud, à l'est, à l'ouest. Too much war. So we have to chain down Babylon. Cause it was happening and it happened again. classical, rootical and crucial. C'était Tribal One de l'original Little Roy, toujours en direct live dans les studios de Cultural Vibes.